BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with news just in. A public order police unit on wheels has pulled up outside the Durban High Court. It's head of Duduzile Zuma Sambudla's first appearance. Former President Jacob Zuma's daughter is facing charges linked to her alleged involvement in the July 2021 arrest. Now, the MK party members are expected to show their support for the MP outside court later this morning. Well, we could receive some good news from the Reserve Bank today. Economist Darby Root believes the Monetary Policy Committee is leaning towards a repo rate cut of 25 basis points. He says there are suggestions this could be the last reduction for a while, but Root believes it won't be the last one this year.
For now, I think another 25 bips is pretty much in the bag, and another one thereafter also, not immediately, but 4 months later, and a third one could be possible before the end of the year. But clearly, we're a little bit closer to that lower turning point in interest rates than what we were, say, 2 months or so ago.
The UN has welcomed an exemption for its emergency AIDS relief program, saying it would restore hope to millions living with HIV. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio approved an emergency humanitarian waiver, which will allow people to continue accessing HIV treatment funded by the US across 55 countries worldwide. Here, Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has assured South Africans that no one should stop HIV treatment despite uncertainties over funding.
Because that will be devastating. It will be completely dangerous, as you know what happened. When you are on ARVs and you stop, there will be serious trouble.
Motsoaledi was speaking at the Cabinet Lekotla in Pretoria yesterday. He says government is still waiting for the letter from America regarding its next move.
This money, whether from Global Fund or PEPFAR, it comes through Treasury. Treasury has got no letter. Health has got no letter. DERCO has got no letter. Tried to conduct the embassy of the US. We couldn't get them.
Now, taking you back to the Durban High Court, where there appears to be lots of police security action, our reporter, Newswatch's Nishira Sothiel, is live. Nishira, what can you tell us about the security setup outside the Durban High Court?
Well, Natara, in the hour that I've been here, areas outside the courthouse have been cordoned off and security barricades set up quite quickly. I can tell you that the police presence here has been beefed up. I'm standing meters away from a mobile SAPS operations center, which looks like a large truck. It's where police units will work from today. Officers say various teams have been deployed to maintain order at the Durban Magistrates Court, with some coming as far as Port Shepstone and Maritzburg. The details around Zuma Sambudla's first appearance aren't clear just yet, but what the MK party has confirmed that it is in connection with the July 2021 civil unrest, which broke out mostly in KwaZulu-Natal and also spread to Gauteng. Nishira Sothiel, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrates Court.
That's our big local news story, which we'll be tracking throughout the morning for you. On the weather front, Durban going up to a high of 29 degrees, Maritzburg 32, Richards Bay 31. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the Minister of Happiness, Gayton McKenzie, extends the submission deadline for South Africa's F1 bid. Wins for Arsenal, City and Real Madrid on a crazy night in the Champions League. And Sundowns get Uber drivers for Nedbank Cup last 16.